the first ever virtual Democratic National Convention has wrapped up. And since there was no audience in person, like there usually is, a lot of the reaction has come from social media. So let's get to Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, who talks with us each week about how the news is filtering through social media. Hi, Femi.
Hello. Are you exhausted, Jeremy?
I am a little exhausted.
It's hard for you to
stay up. I'm on the East Coast, and it's like 11:15, 11:30 is a little late for me. But anyway.
Well done. You did it.
I did it. Now, last night was Joe Biden's night, which was very late. But a lot of people are talking about a speech from 13-year-old Braden Harrington, who told us about meeting Joe Biden in New Hampshire. Let's listen to a little.
He told me that we were members of the same club. We stutter. It was really amazing to hear that someone like me became vice president.
Now, this was a short speech, Femi, but it was so powerful. How did social media respond?
I was watching the speech, I was watching social, and it blew up at exactly the same time. And when people say, oh, that was so inspiring, it becomes a little bit cliche, but people started to share their stories on social. Vesuvius, for instance, says, you did a magnificent job, Braden Harrington. You rock. My dad had a stutter, which eventually subsided when he got older. He went into the Air Force, then college, a long career in the computer industry, and traveled the world. You'll do wonderful things in your life, too. That doctor lady says, Braden, you are such a brave young man. Your speech was awesome. Bissy will not be shushed, says, Braden, I'm so proud of you. Both of my sons stuttered and went through tough times. And then some blue tick admiration from Bette Midler. Wow, what a story. Dan Rather, the 13-year-old boy with a stutter, pure, unvarnished courage. Safe to say, people loved it. I also looked at Google Trends. So Google Trends for stuttering spiked when Braden Harrington started to speak. And also the same spike happened when people were just Googling to see who he was. So those two things go together.
What else trended from the DNC?
Also trending, Stefan and Aisha Curry and their little daughters Ryan and Riley talking about voting and politics. They're already really well known on social, so everybody found this totally adorable. Sarah Cooper, the comedian who lip-syncs the president's right. words. As Alan Fisher, who's a journalist, mentioned, the Sarah Cooper thing doesn't work on radio. You kind of have to see it to appreciate it. But people loved it, and there wasn't really a big build-up to her appearing as a speaker. So people really enjoyed it and enjoyed hearing what she really sounds like. And then a really, really touching emotional trend, and that was for Beau Biden. People really seem to appreciate and connect with the honor and the special piece that was done about Beau Biden, and they connected with Joe Biden through his loss. And I think that is really what the DNC were trying to do. Joe Biden, he connects with you. He connects with your pain. He's empathetic. And I think that really, when that whole piece about Beau Biden aired, that trended and people could connect with that.
Now, I watched most of the convention live, but it was a bit late, as we said. So some speeches I ended up watching on my phone the morning after. What were the most searched speeches from the convention?
Oh, this is really easy for me to find out, because just before 11:30 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday night, Google Trends had already got it. So in at number five, the most searched speeches for the whole of the week, Kamala Harris. Number four, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Number three, Joe Biden. Number two, Barack Obama. And in at number one, the top search speeches from the 4 days of the DNC 2020 convention was...
A president's words have the power to move markets. They can start wars or broker peace. They can summon our better angels or awaken our worst instincts.
Michelle Obama, that first night.
And how did social media respond to the fact that this was a virtual convention? Some of it was live. Some of these speeches were taped. Michelle Obama's speech was taped. How did people respond?
A lot of appreciation for the format. Obviously, some snark as well, because there was lots to talk about. But for instance, Wall says, love this format. So intelligent and interesting. Rebecca L., I am much loving the convention and don't think I'm alone. Susan, they should never change back. This is so much better and informative. And also Jeffrey Nussbaum, who has been a political speechwriter, he added up how many speakers there were, how many live speakers, and he says that there is so much more packed into this Dem convention than a traditional convention, and this may well be the way forward.
Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, thanks as always. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Jeremy. Take care.
And if you missed any of the moments we were talking about, we will link to, for example, Braden Harrington's speech, as well as Michelle Obama's at hereandnow.org. You can see what everybody's talking about. Tanya, you got the advantage of at least being on Pacific time for this convention.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't up till midnight. Yes, like you, but
very
I did
nice.
Get to watch
But you
it.
Have to get up earlier than we do.
It's true.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WVOR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Tanya Mosley. It's Here and Now.